There are stories on every street corner of the city. One audio producer drives a cab around the valley and records some of the people she meets. Here's another conversation.
When you're a cab driver, it all starts like this.
Hello.
Hello.
Regina?
Yeah.
When you're a cab driver with an accent, it goes on like this.
Where are you from? I hear your accent.
Then it takes all different directions.
My cousin lives in St. Petersburg, and we went to see her.
And as soon as you hear something that stands out, you say,
can I record you?
Sure. No, it's okay.
My name is Regina Ravazova, and now you're going to hear what I hear in my car. Tae-eun came to the United States to study differences between people.
I'm also a person from South Korea.
She is a well-traveled anthropologist and over time has gotten used to a life of a foreigner.
And people think I'm from China and Japan usually.
She remembers time when her hometown in South Korea first encountered workers from Cambodia and Vietnam. These workers looked different, and the residents of her hometown felt rather intimidated. But Tae-eun had a little bit different approach to these differences.
When my hometown started having immigrant workers in 1990s, I was a young child at the time, and then I noticed that people were afraid or just a little bit, you know, cautious about interacting with those people who have different skin color and they don't speak Korean, obviously. But my father was one of the, I think, he could have been, I think, the only person who always tried to say hello to them with Korean. And then sometimes he's broken English, I think, and he still does that a lot. And that really affected me, I think. I just thought, oh, when I meet these different people, I don't feel really afraid. I really feel friendly, and I'm just curious. I actually talk to a lot of homeless people when I'm on light rail. I think they sometimes notice that I'm from other country and they want to just talk to me about my country. And there was this one homeless gentleman. Somehow we had like a conversation for, I don't know, 15 minutes. And then later, he followed me just to say, Miss, I really appreciate the conversation I had with you. Thank you for talking to me. Not many people really talk to me. That was something, yeah, I want to remember. The other day, what happened to me was at a light rail station, I was standing with a refugee mother. And she, of course, didn't know how to take light rail or buses. So I was helping her out with those things. And there was a very, very old gentleman next to us standing. And he approached us, and I was a little bit worried, but his face was full of smile, and he started asking whether she is treated well here. And he said he's very worried for the people because right now we don't have very nice political landscape anymore for these people. That was really something that I never expected to hear in that kind of random place. You cannot underestimate the differences, because there are differences, really. But I think the point here is the differences should not stop you from talking to that person or understanding the person, you know, from the positive perspective, because you never know, actually, what you would learn from that person, and you never know what that person also get from, you know, that interaction with you. Because, you know, the small thing that happens in your everyday, ordinary situation is actually related to those big things, you know, happening in the world, although you might not notice right now. So, you know, one by one, you start one, and other people will start maybe 10, and the other people will start like 20, and that's going to make a better society, definitely, yeah. Although it will take a long time, yeah, yes.
These are the stories from people that live in your neighborhood, that shop in grocery stores near you, pass you on the sidewalks, ride in cabs next to you. This is Open Conversation, and I'm Regina Ravazova.
Rakina is a producer here in Phoenix, and you're listening to the show.